And we'll follow up now on this week's 30 Issues Conversations. The theme has been big government. We were debating the proper size of government in regulating housing, the environment, health care, and national defense. But we never asked the basic question, just how big is big government anyway? So let's follow up by taking a step back and playing a little game with Michael Ettinger. He's Vice President for Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress. He's going to walk us through some of how much the U.S. actually spends on various parts of the budget. Michael, thanks for joining us on Big Government Week here.
My pleasure.
And listeners, call in if you want to take the big government quiz. We've got stats on how big various government programs are: defense, EPA, housing, public broadcasting, and we can play a little big government game. If you think you can accurately guess how big various programs are, call up and get in line, 212-433-WNYC. We'll name a government program. You guess what percentage of the U.S. budget that program takes up, from subsidies to big oil to subsidies to big bird. Get it right, and we'll crown you an official Brian Lehrer Show budget wonk, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. If you want to give it a shot. And first, Michael, while people are lining up to be contestants, is there any sort of consensus way to actually measure the size of government?
Yeah, there really is. I think the best, most widely accepted way to measure how big government is to look at it as a percentage of all activity in the economy, what we call gross domestic product or GDP. You can say the federal government spends $3.5 trillion, but that doesn't really give you a sense of how much we're spending relative to what we can afford as a country or what we need to spend. So the most, generally accepted rough proxy for those things is to measure it against the overall size of our economy.
And so where are we on that measure today compared to, say, 50 years ago?
Right. So the high point of federal government spending was, of course, during World War II, where over 40% of the economy was federal government spending. And that dropped back to around 15% after the war. And then it gradually grew because as the Cold War ramped up, we built an interstate highway system, we adopted Medicare, we expanded Social Security, Department of Education, just the building blocks of a modern economy were put in place. So we ended up, generally we run between 18 and 20% of GDP is the size of the federal spending. But of course, it spikes up during wars and recessions. And so right now, where we have both, we're at about 24% of GDP.
And this is actually one of the Romney campaign platform planks, is that they would limit the size of government to 20% of GDP, right?
Yeah, and in my view, that's a flawed strategy from a couple of standpoints. One, when you have a war or you have a recession, it does go up, and it should. The other thing is that the trajectory of it going up is in the future is largely driven by the fact we have an aging population and we have obligations to that population in terms of Medicare, in particular health spending. So keeping it down to the level that it's been in the past really isn't practical, mm-hmm. unless you want to really fundamentally change what we're going to do. The services we provide.
And I think Romney would say that they have some elastic escape clauses in their 20% plan for recessions and wars, though that with respect to the seniors, they have to find a way to do that more affordably. Otherwise, there's going to be an increasing, ever and ever increasing budget hole. But we're not here to have that policy debate. Let's take some calls and see if people can identify what is what in the federal budget. And I want to just mention the fascinating CNN survey that we came across that some of this is based on. It was conducted in April, and basically CNN asked a bunch of Americans to estimate what percentage of the federal government's budget last year was spent on various programs. So they would name a program, and someone would guess. And the basic pattern was that people were very accurate when it came to big and popular programs like Social Security and Medicare, often way off when it came to much smaller items or things they may not have liked, like foreign assistance. They were way off on public broadcasting. So just as a little baseline there. And let's play. Rohit on Long Island. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What percentage of the total budget do you think we spend on the military?
Let's go with 35.
35. And the answer is, Michael Ettlinger?
More like 19%.
And according to the CNN survey, more than a third of all Americans favor cuts to the military, but the public overestimates the amount of military spending. So Rohit is typical in that respect. The average estimate was 30% in our poll. It's CNN's poll. In reality, only 19% of the 2010 budget went toward military spending. But where does that rank in terms of bigness? It's got to be one of the few biggest expenditures, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give answers ahead of you asking questions by giving where it fits in with other things, but it's a fifth. It's definitely, with Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, it's one of the big three. And also, right. I would just add that the U.S. spends about as much on its defense as the entire rest of the world does combined, yeah, of every other country. So it's big in that respect.
Does that 19% include the off budget? Wars of Afghanistan and what's left of Iraq, because that was a big issue. But that is, the spending is included. Just how we get the money to pay for that spending is what's at issue. All right, Dean and Caldwell.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. What percentage of the total budget do you think we spend on health insurance programs, specifically Medicare and Medicaid?
I would say 24%.
Ooh, you are a budget wonk. The answer is 23%. So
Whoa.
You get to stay on. You get to stay on for another one. What percentage of the total budget do you think we spend on Social Security?
I would say 15%.
15%. Dean, thanks a lot for playing. And actually, Michael, that's a little under. The number I have here is 20%. Does 20% of the federal budget really go to Social Security?
Yeah, I have 21%.
Amazing.
But yeah, 21% goes to Social Security. It's a big program. You know, every retiree in the country pretty much gets Social Security, and it's a hugely successful program, I'd say too. I mean, it's really changed us from a country where elderly poverty was a huge problem to one where it is much less of a problem.
And of course, there's a dedicated tax for those elder programs, Social Security and Medicare. That doesn't mean we don't spend a lot on it, but it has at least that particular stream of dedicated funding. And I guess we should point out that of the 23% of the federal budget that's spent on Medicare and Medicaid, two-thirds of that is for Medicare, the healthcare program for the elderly. So that's by far the more expensive program and the one that everybody says is the big driver of federal spending growth right now.
Yeah, and I just add one other thing. A good portion of the rest of it, of Medicaid, actually goes to the elderly, in particular long-term care.
Right.
So really, even two-thirds understates the amount that's going to the elderly.
For the elderly who are also poor. Brian in Manhattan, all right. What percentage of the federal government is spent on public broadcasting?
I believe it's less than 1%.
And that is correct. In fact, it is one-tenth of 1%, though in the CNN poll, 11% of Americans thought that 30 to 50% of government spending went to public broadcasting. Who are those 11%? Foreign aid. What percentage of the federal government goes to foreign aid? Go ahead, Brian. You got the other one so close.
Let's see. I'm going to guess about 30%.
And what is the answer, Michael Ettlinger? He said 30.
Less than 1%.
Also less than 1%.
Yes.
So we spend the same money on propping up Egypt and Israel as we do on public broadcasting?
We spend more, but it's still less than 1%. Now, one thing I should caveat.
It's actually about 9 times more, I think. It's just under 1% compared to one-tenth of 1% for public broadcasting.
Yeah, so one caveat I should say, though, is that that does not include military assistance, so which is in the defense budget. So
okay, Don in Lambertville, what percent goes to education?
3%.
Pretty close, 2%. What percent goes to interest? That's interest on the debt.
I think interest is 12%, but before you give me your answer, let me just commend your guest for pointing out that the 19% that we spend on defense blows away the rest of the world.
It's an important, forgive me for cutting you short, but we have a minute left in the segment, but that's an important piece of the context. Interest on the federal debt, Michael?
It's at 6% these days with interest rates so low.
Is that considered sustainable?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, certainly if interest rates were to stay this low, it's sustainable. But interest rates aren't always going to be this low.
So. All right, let's run through a few real quick. EPA. Wait a minute. We'll ask Jeffrey in Manhattan. What percent on the EPA?
EPA, 3%.
3% is right. How about transportation and infrastructure, Jeffrey?
4%.
4%. It's also 3%. And the safety net, just to get this one in, Michael, about 13% I have here of the federal budget, yes?
Yeah, it depends what you include, but it's generally, I would say it's somewhat less than that, more like 5 or 6%. But do you include veterans benefits and those things or not is a, you know, debatable point. But.
All right. Actually, I want to correct that EPA stat. It's not 3%. It's 0.3%.
Right. It's about a quarter of a percent, yeah.
So when people complain about big government in the EPA, it's about what they regulate, not what they spend. So there you have it, folks. A little bit of context about what the federal government actually spends money on. Pretty enlightening. From Michael Ettlinger, Vice President for Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress, which concludes Big Government Week in our 30 Issues in 30 Days election series. Michael, thanks so much.
My pleasure.